Hello.
Good morning. Is this Steve?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, do I got junior or senior here?
You got senior.
Okay, good morning. This is John with Local Splash.
Yeah, I was under the assumption that the website would be up and running right away.
Yeah, we are working on it right away. No. See, that's why I'm calling you. I was thinking about you guys last night. She sent me a message, like, as I was driving home, and I'm like, oh, I hate when I can't, like, address something right away. So I just ended up thinking about you guys all night in a weird way. but the website gets up and running in a couple of business days. That's not a problem. We're in the habit, Steve, of kind of like under-promising, over-delivering, right? It's good business practice to kind of under-promise, over-deliver rather than over-promise, under-deliver, right? So the websites, they do get up and running quickly, but the timetable that she's giving you, she's saying like, hey, give it this amount of time before you evaluate it as like your business's long-term marketing solution, right? You and Junior. And I told you guys that when we signed up, I was like, hey, verbally commit to it for 3 months. And you and him were both like, yeah. And then she went into the interview, goes 45, 60 days, even less time. And you're like, no, panic button. I think the website's supposed to be up and running right away. So the reality is the website does get up and running right away, right? The website is one of those things that's not very difficult for us to get up and running. We just buy a domain, we build one, we send it over to Junior. Junior can look it over, tell us if he wants changes, and we'll continue to change it. I mean, if you think about it that way, it's never finished, right? He might ask us for updates 5 months from now or changes 5 months from now. So it's a constant work in progress, but the general draft is done in just a couple of days, right? So don't worry about that as far as getting the website up and running. The Google verification process does take longer than that because they have to send you that card in the mail, and then there's information we need from you guys, and then we need actual Google to verify the business. Then once the business is verified, we could go ahead and post it. But things like Facebook, you'll start to see results from that right away once we get that published. So we just got to build that page, start running the ads. So he should receive results within the first month, but realistically, we want you to give it 2 to 3 months before you actually evaluate it, because once it's all set up, we don't have to go back and set it all up again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then he was telling me that he had spoken to somebody else, so he didn't commit to nothing, that they would have everything up and running within 48 hours.
Who said that?
Proline or something, or ProTips?
Proline. He's talking about just the website? Because we're a Google partner, so we're not just a website company. So when we're talking about timelines, we're talking about all his online listings, not just the website. Like the website, yes, I'm addressing that. We're going to purchase a domain name for you guys, get the website up and running.
Topline Pro.
Topline Pro. I don't know what that is. Yeah, it's website developer.
So it's basically the same thing.
Not the same thing. No. They just build the website. They're not going to put the website on the first page of Google. That's the moneymaker. You can have the fanciest website in the world. If it doesn't show up in the 10 seconds that people pull out their phone and type in lawn care, website ain't going to make you any money unless you tell somebody, hey, go look up my website, right? So Topline Pro builds websites. And the websites they build, they do get up and running really fast because that's their primary focus. We're a Google partner. We're right next to Google here. So we're talking about your placement on the first page. The first page placement's the most profitable way to market a business for the last 18 years. Sometimes people might get the website built through that company and then they sign up for our services after. What I did for you guys is, since you signed up for the services, I included the website for you at no extra charge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're building
a free site. He got all excited. He's like, this guy told me this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so
he got worked up. I think he's misunderstanding it. That's why I was hoping he would be there, too. You know, that's why I was like, is this Junior or Senior? But I could call him directly.
Sometimes it's better for me just to talk and explain it to him, but like, See, I was doing stuff, like, I was doing stuff as he was on the phone with the lady, and then he's coming back, so I heard bits and pieces, and I couldn't, like, I couldn't really grasp the whole thing around my head. But I even said to the lady, I was like, what am I going to pay for $300 a month, and you're telling me 3 months before anything gets done, and I'm scratching my head. I'm like, I was like, is that part of that stupid commitment thing where you want to get my 3 months of money before you even do anything? And I'm like,
No.
I kind of misunderstood at some point myself then.
No, we start working on it all right away. You know what I mean? But it's not a flip of the switch, like 2 days, you're going to be on the first page of Google. You know, it takes time to build the website, get you Google verified, get you up there. You know, you'll be able to see a website and Facebook ads up and running pretty quickly. So you'll be able to see results from that within the first month. But, you know, we tell you to give it 30 to 45 days or 45 to 60 days sometimes before you see the maximum ROI from it. And that's why I told you guys, hey, we want to verbally commit to this 3 months. And then I sent you the paperwork for Junior to sign, and he signed off on that too. But then once it got to the interview, there was a panic there. So I'm guessing it was the conversation he had with Top Line Pro that kind of set him into this downward spiral.
Well, yeah.
So to speak. Yeah, which makes sense. But you guys, if you go back, like, there's an app and a tracking system. It'll have everything in writing there, that form that he signed off on. And so he should keep in mind, like, everything that we're doing for you. You know, it's not just the website. It's building or putting you on the first page of Google, having you be a verified Google contractor. Those are things that you're going to keep and credibility factors for the business that you guys will keep even if you leave us later, right? So we're actually building your company's GBP, Google Business Page, building your Bing profile, building the business Facebook page, running ads through that, building the website for you guys, building your Yellow Pages. We're basically building the entire structure of the business online to generate leads for you guys and job opportunities through the internet. So Top Line Pro is just going to build a site, and it's a .com site. Yeah, those only take like 2 to 3 days to build. So it's not going to have the same timeline as we're giving you to have everything built. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's where his confusion is there. But our representative said you basically finished the entire client interview. They just want to make sure we address that concern because, you know, our services, you know, there we do get that 3 month verbal commitment, but it is month to month and people can cancel. You know, we don't want to see you guys cancel or go away when we're already investing money or working on something. So they're like, hey, if he's saying he's upset and he's going to cancel, that's an urgent matter. So there's like alerts across the company, not just for me. When Junior said something like that, you know, everybody's like, whoa, what happened? What did you say to this guy? And I'm like, oh, man, 12 years, I never said anything like that. I don't know what happened. Let me call him back in the morning. So, okay, 30 minutes earlier, his schedule, CI transferred to me. Okay, so it looks like they basically did your guys' interview yesterday, but I remember she was asking me for something. She said you guys needed to finish something. I think it was the call tracking number.
What's that?
So they have a number that's set up for you guys that if somebody's calling, it'll ring through to Junior and it'll have it like set on his caller ID when that number's calling that it's a potential lead or job. So it was like a tracking number they set up. That way he can ID the difference between a personal call and a business opportunity. And then if he doesn't answer, they could set it up to forward to you. So that way you guys really aren't missing job opportunities. But it looks like that didn't get set up. So that was the last thing Nikki said. We need to set up the call tracking number and just do a test call for you guys. What do you think would be a good time to do that today?
Probably around 6 o'clock again.
Okay. It'll be a pretty easy process. They just want to give him the number because that's something we get from Google. So he gets his own number for the business and then we'll set it up how you guys want it set up. If you just want it to forward straight to him or to him. And then if it goes to voicemail for him, we can have it forward over to you guys. That way you're catching the people or forwarded over to you. That way you're catching these people while they're live instead of him having to go into the app and follow up with him the next time he's available.
Okay.
All right. So I got that scheduled for 3 o'clock. I'll send that message over to Nikki. I was happy I was able to clear that up for you guys. I didn't want you feeling like I lied to you or misled you or anything. Enjoy the rest of your day, Senior, and then we'll talk to you and Junior at 6 o'clock, okay?
Okay, you said 3 o'clock. Can you do it for 6 o'clock?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said I put it on 3 o'clock. We're on Pacific Standard Time, California. So you want it 3 o'clock Eastern Standard. My apologies.
No, 6 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yeah. 3 o'clock on our calendar is 6 o'clock for you.
It's six. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm calling you. It was 7:30 in the morning. I called you right as I got into the office this morning.
Okay.
All right. So we'll talk to you guys at 6.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.